Delete von den DMAs, eine sympathische australische Band, ein Trio, das heute Abend in Berlin aufläuft. Vorher natürlich sind sie schon 5 Stockwerke hochgelaufen, vielleicht auch gefahren mit unserem Fahrstuhl, natürlich in die Flux FM Studios. Am Abend spielen sie im Badehaus und werden ganz exklusiv viele neue Songs ihrer noch nicht betitelten Platte vorstellen. Jetzt haben wir die drei aber erstmal eingeladen für euch, und zwar Johnny, Matt und Tommy. Und ich sag guten Tag, herzlich willkommen. Welcome to Flux FM.
Hey, hey.
Hello.
Hey, hey. It's a pleasure having you here for the first time in our great studio.
It's beautiful. Overlooking the river and stuff.
Yeah, absolutely.
Best radio station in the world.
You read in an Australian article that we are the best radio station. It's,
yeah.
Right?
Everyone's talking about it.
Sehr gut. Wir wollen ein bisschen über diese Band erfahren. Sie haben ihre erste Platte rausgebracht vor, ich glaube, gar nicht langer Zeit. Im vergangenen Jahr müsste das eigentlich gewesen sein. Das ist im Schlafzimmer von, let me guess, was it in your bedroom where the first album was being made?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. I was in the apartment that Tommy and I were living in for a while, yeah, which is pretty cool.
Ah, you live together with Tommy.
That's right, and Mason lived like around the corner.
Where exactly was that?
It's like in the west of Sydney.
Sydney, yeah, the cheap area of Sydney.
The cheap area of Sydney?
Yeah.
What is the cheap area?
It's not really that cheap anymore, though.
Yeah.
The way that all cities are kind of gentrifying.
Of course. And you don't, you're still not living there anymore.
What's that?
You're not living anymore there in this cheap area.
No, we live in a better, Mason and I live in near Chinatown.
Okay.
Yeah. Yes. A lot of rats.
Lots of rats.
Mm.
Get more into detail, Mason. More details. There are rats involved?
Yeah. Well, just before we left to come over here, we got the exterminator in to kill all the rats.
Yeah, of
at our
course.
House.
Oh, man.
It was getting a bit too much. Yeah,
yeah, you shouldn't throw so much rubbish out of the window. Yeah.
We live next door to a pub.
You live next door to a pub?
Yeah, and so all the bins are in the back alley. So then when we come in to come home into the back alley, all the rats are like trying to eat all the food left over from the pub.
Ja, ja, das ist natürlich blöd, wenn man in der Nähe vom Pub wohnt und dann der ganze Restmüll wird dann aufgefuttert von den Ratten, aber die haben natürlich auch Appetit. Jetzt haben wir hier drei Jungs aus Australien, aus Sydney. Zwei sind Schulfreunde, einer ist später dazugekommen und eigentlich war Johnny, you're Johnny, right?
No, I'm Tom.
Tommy, come to the microphone. We want to hear you speak something into the microphone. It's exactly what we're interested in, that mm-hmm. you used to be a drummer.
Yep.
But you changed sides.
Yeah.
When did that decision come?
About 4 or 5 years ago or something.
Yeah. Yeah.
I was with Johnny and we just started writing music together.
Mm-hmm.
And I started singing and then, yeah, that's kind of it, really.
Yeah. Johnny, what happened? Why did he grab the microphone when he was...
Because when you play a show, the drummer has to bring a lot of equipment. But
yeah.
The singer doesn't have to bring... The singer only has to bring one microphone.
Yeah.
So I think it's just because he's lazy.
Convenience.
Yeah. Yeah. You're such a lazy guy, right?
Yeah.
Okay. And have you sung before that day?
No, I haven't. I hadn't been in any band singing.
Yeah, what happened
yeah,
to you?
I heard him
sing on the side one time.
Uh-huh. Yeah,
so I jumped in early, you know, mm-hmm. and make some money out of this bastard.
Yeah, is that the truth? You're making fun of him.
No, we still got no money.
Yeah, but that must have been quite a nice step for you doing this.
Yeah.
Or was it just for fun? Like, hey, come on, let me sing that song for once.
That's what it was like. It was like, give me a go at doing it. I think I can do it.
Yeah,
and I kind of just went from there.
And also at the time, like we were recording in my bedroom, you know, and it was quite new for us, and we were experimenting a lot and just working out our sound. And I think we learned a lot about songwriting and Tommy's voice in that time.
Yeah. Okay, also das war doch recht spontan. Eigentlich war er der Schlagzeuger und dann gab es ein Lied, wo er dann sagte, ach komm, lass mich mal kurz singen, ich will es mal ausprobieren. Und das muss so ein Magic Moment gewesen sein, wo alle dann dachten, krass, der kann ja total gut singen. So then he sang and you were all thinking, oh my God, he can sing. The guy
That's
can
right.
sing.
Yeah.
That's
right.
Wow.
Come on, he's totally modest, isn't he?
Yeah. Well, I knew I could sing, but I just hadn't recorded it and no one had really heard it. But yeah, I sung when I was like a kid and stuff.
Yeah.
But like, yeah. Yeah, and the music that we're playing suits my voice as well. I couldn't sing in like a lot of other bands. I couldn't sing in, but for this one, it works.
We don't know that yet, but it fits in this band.
Well, you guys haven't heard the second album, have you?
Hallo.
It's a heavy metal.
Also heute Abend werden Sie Ihre neue Platte im Badhaus vorstellen. Wir werden gleich einen Song daraus live hören. Jetzt aber erstmal ein Stück aus dem Debütalbum, das ja in der Wohnung von, jetzt kriege ich es wahrscheinlich wieder durcheinander, Johnny entstanden ist. Und die neue Platte haben Sie aber, wie gesagt, über einem Pub aufgenommen, da wo die Ratten gerade unterwegs sind. Jetzt aber erstmal DMAs mit In the Moment. Herrlich, einfach herrlich. In the Moment von den DMAs. Okay, I have to ask, what does that mean, DMAs?
You had a producer as a producer the other day. What did I say? On the radio that you and Joel did.
Ah, you're making up a story every day.
No, it's just a kind of a hard story to tell that me and Johnny aren't very good at. You were like, it's just a mix-up of a bunch of previous names that we've had.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it doesn't stand for anything, if that's what you're asking.
Yeah,
no,
okay.
Yeah, it's just an old band name that's been shortened.
Of course.
Yeah.
That's a good idea. Why
That's
not?
That's what it is. It's just a less confusing version of a previous name.
So you just had a little tour with the Kooks, being the, how do you say, the opening act?
Support, yeah.
Yes.
The support act. And probably all of the people who listened to you before the real act said, no, I don't want to listen to the Kooks anymore. DMAs are great. Just piss off, Kooks.
We ran into a couple of people after the show.
Yeah.
That are saying, oh, you know, we came just to see you guys.
See?
With, you know, thank you.
Yeah, that's great. That's,
yeah, that is great.
Tell us a little more about Sydney and the Rats and making music and living off your music. I know someone of you was used to be a painter, a big famous painter. Right?
An office painter.
Yeah. An office painter.
Yeah, painting.
Come closer to the microphone.
An office painter.
You were painting offices.
Yeah.
Mm. Mostly white, probably.
Yeah. Like this.
I like this. Yeah.
Yeah, but not this part.
Yeah, this is artwork. And,
art, not that.
People would always complain about the fumes, so I'd have to like stay longer, work really late because people inside the office would complain.
Okay.
Just offices like this. Exactly.
Really?
Same as this.
Every time Tommy walks into a room,
he
starts looking in the corners and stuff. And it's very judgmental.
Yeah. No, I'm past all that. I'm past all that now.
Yeah, now you're a rock star. What What kind of jobs did you have?
I did a bunch of, like, built stages for a while and worked in pubs and bottle shops and cover gigs and stuff.
Bottle shops?
Yeah, like alcohol
stores.
Yeah.
Okay.
I used to play a lot of music on the street.
Uh-huh.
In fact, I was in Germany.
As a busker?
As a busker, maybe about 8 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
8 years ago. With our drummer in Germany, in Berlin.
Yeah.
Busking on the street in the cold. And look.
Oh, I'm so sorry for you.
No, it was great. It was great. It was sort of like a...
We're just doing it now, but inside.
Yeah, we're doing the same thing now, but we're allowed inside the building.
And yeah, we will allow you to play in a few minutes as well. And what about you being the singer now, but also being a drummer and having a drummer? So you have to control the drummer all the time.
No,
I'm thinking, oh no, he's not a good painter slash drummer, whatever.
No, he's way better than me, so yeah. It's all good.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And did you learn to drum while painting, while being a painter?
No, I actually learned to sing better while I was a painter.
Aha, uh-huh, okay.
Honest. Yeah.
Yeah. He's
got a lot of spare time.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
Tommy still writes lots of the beats, though. He's got the creative mind for the beats, but he's a bit stale these days trying to play it.
Okay. And what about not having sung? That's right.
Sung
in the past and then switch.
Yeah, it took a lot of time getting used to. Like it wasn't that easy, but I don't know. We rehearsed and
You got to do what you have to do.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Und heute Abend werden Sie Ihre neue Platte vorstellen und zwar im Badehaus. Da werden Sie 3-4 neue Songs spielen. Sie haben ja noch nicht mal einen Albumtitel, aber wenn man jetzt schon hier ein bisschen in Europa unterwegs ist und auch mit den Kooks auf Tour, dann kann man natürlich auch mal so einen kleinen Promo-Abstecher nach Berlin machen und eine kleine, feine Show spielen. Und da wollen wir euch sehr, sehr gerne gleich auf die Gästeliste setzen. Eine ganz tolle Band, wirklich ein Sänger, der vorher eben Schlagzeuger war und auf einmal meinte, hey Leute, gib mir mal das Mikrofon und ihr werdet es gleich hören, er hat wirklich eine tolle Stimme. Eine sehr herrliche, durchdringende, sympathische Stimme. Und wir werden einen Song hören, der den Namen trägt. What was the song, the name song?
Dawning.
Dawning.
Yeah, a new single.
The new single, of course. The new single of the DMAs.
Mm.
Sehr gut, so prepare yourself.
Yeah.
There's something really great. The audience has to prepare and you as well.
Yeah, this is a stripped back version.
Of course, stripped back is always great.
Yeah.
And come close to the microphone with your great voice, mister. Okay, wir hören von den DMAs jetzt Dawning und wenn ihr dahin wollt, dann ruft jetzt an 030-2000-9000, 030-2000-9000, Flux FM. Setzt euch für heute Abend im Badehaus auf die Gästeliste. Bitteschön.
Good.
Came to you as heavy as this burden's been. Why would we have to choose? Because in the dawning, you will wait for a warning. She was warned. From me, I'm lonelier than I've ever been. I'm lonely without you because it was time for you to leave me. And are you leaving? And are you breathing? Or going out more? 'Cause in the dawn.
Stop now. Keep on singing. Thank you very much. Thanks a lot. Heute Abend sind sie im Badehaus. DMAs spielen live für euch und das war ein Stück Dawning, haben wir gerade gehört, in der Morning Show am Nachmittag. Thanks for coming. Have fun.
Thanks for having
in
us.
Europe and then back in Berlin. Merry
we'll
Christmas.
We'll see you next time when the album's out.
I hope so.